This is Hannah Martin. I am 19 years old. It is November 23rd, 2017. I am talking to Joyce Martin. She is my grandmother, and we are in Austin, Texas. So can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child?
I was the youngest of five, and I had a brother like 17 years older, one 16 years older, a sister 10 years older, a brother 6 years older. So I was sort of like an only child, and I was pretty spoiled.
Share with me the story of how you and Doc met, and tell me about your wedding and your honeymoon.
I was graduating, it was between semesters, and I went home, and he came to see his grandparents, and after church was over, in this little bitty church, there were only 10 of us there, and he said, "I'm coming back for a wedding, would you go with me?" And I said, "Sure." So he came back, and 3 months later, we got married.
Dang.
So it was either go with him to Germany or forget it. So I thought, well, I want to see Germany, and I think I love him, so I'll just do that. So that's what my parents thought anyway.
So how long were you engaged before you got married?
About 4 months.
Okay, awesome.
It's worked out. It's been 53 years. It's worked out. Yeah.
Do you remember about that wedding that you guys went to? Do you remember anything about it?
I didn't go. He didn't invite me to the wedding. He just came by after the wedding and said, "Let's go have dinner." And then he told me all about how he almost failed this calculus class, but that he locked himself in his room and memorized the book and went back and made 100 on this test. And I thought, well, if anybody can do that, they must be pretty smart, even if they were about one of the class. But if you can lock yourself in and just learn the book. Anyway, so I thought, my goodness, must be something to this guy.
And then what did your family think of Doc, especially moving to Germany so quickly?
They didn't think too much of Doc, actually. And back when his grandfather and my father did not get along, there was this feud going, so they didn't think Martins were really wonderful. And when he came to talk to my dad said he had somebody else in mind. But he never told me who that was, so I don't know who that was. So that's what he told him. But he said, well, if she wants it, that's okay. So I said, okay.
Where did you go on your honeymoon?
We went to Borger, Texas. It was so exciting. I just, as I sit here and think about it, I just think, how we could have gone anyplace else. And we bowled, and we went to a Roy Rogers movie. It was just wonderful. We had 2 flat tires. It was just so exciting. And then we came back to Brian, and he left. So it was like, well, that was fun, and now he's gone.
Describe your life in Germany, and what memory sticks out to you the most?
Now, that was fun. That was like a 3-year honeymoon, and we went all over the place, Switzerland, Austria, Denmark, Paris a couple of times. But the most fun was we had this couple, the Longs, who were really, really good friends, and they were newly married, and so we traveled with them, and we went to the Middle East, went to all that with them, and just spent every Christmas, every Thanksgiving with them. They just, and to this day, they're very, very good friends. Yeah. So that was fun.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you give your younger self?
Don't worry so much about people liking you. Right? You know, it really doesn't matter. You can't please all people at all times. But I did sort of worry about that, because I was from the country, and everybody else was from the city.
Yeah.
And I thought they were really rich because they were living in the city, but actually they weren't. As my friend told me, her dad just sold cars. But I sort of worried about that. That was important to me, and it wouldn't be as important now.
Did you work when you lived in Germany?
Yes, I did. I worked for the U.S. Army, and I had secret clearance, too.
Ooh.
Yes. I didn't understand. I read all that, but I didn't see why it was so secret. But when we went to Berlin, and we had to go through Checkpoint Charlie, they really looked at us because we had a secret clearance. It's like we knew something. Mm-hmm. Actually, we knew nothing. But,
right.
But anyway, you had it. It wasn't very much fun and secretive stuff.
So I heard you were in a car accident?
Yes, in Germany. I was driving my little Volkswagen, and I ran into a guy on a bicycle, and it tore my car up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there I was. And so, I don't know, he wasn't hurt. We went on mm-hmm. and fixed the car. And then a few days later, he comes tooling up on his bicycle, saying he needed money because I had hurt him. And so they said, if you can get out of Germany in the next 2 or 3 weeks, you're probably fine, and you can't come back for 10 years. So we did it. We did it. Oh, and then I was in another car accident where the car, it was a little bug, and it flipped over about 3 or 4 times. Mm-hmm. And you got out of there, and you were really disoriented, and blood was flowing down. And so they took us to this little dispensary, and they said, you know, you wanted help. And they said, first, you got to get out your ID card. And I said, I can't see to get my ID card out. But you had to get your ID card out before they would even look at you. And so finally I did, and I was fine. It was mm-hmm. 2 days. We've been back. My dad had died. We'd been back about a week, and then that happened. So that was... Lost my red shoes that I bought it here, and it's really distressing.
Can you tell us a little more about when your father passed away?
Hmm. We were in Germany. I had not seen him for a year. In fact, it was a year to the day.
Mm-hmm.
And we would always get these bobby calls. That was my youngest brother, my brother next to me, telling us when something happened. So we got a bobby call. And so we said, well, we got to go home. And so he said, you go on, and I'll go military. So I got on a plane and went to New York. When I got to New York, I tried to buy a ticket to Dallas, and they said, I wrote a check, and they said, we don't take checks. And I said, well, that's all I've got. And so I started crying, and so they said, okay, we'll take your check. Surely this is true. And so then, but I missed the flight, so I had to spend the night in the JFK terminal. And then finally got on to Dallas. It took me like 3 or 4 days to get home.
Mm-hmm.
But they said it sort of distracted my mother, so.
Yeah.
But he did not make it, flying military. He got there after the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, and then we stayed about 3 weeks and then went back.
So, tell me about when you found out you were going to be a mother.
Well, that was exciting because he had just started vet school.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, now how are we going to swing this, right? But that was exciting.
No.
I decided, anyway, I've got a job at a nursery, and I took him with me, took Steve with me,
mm-hmm.
and he was continually sick, all the time sick. And so finally I went to this pediatrician in Navasota. That's where everybody went. And they said, your kid cannot live in a kiddie society. He said, you've got to get him out of there. He cannot do that. So we thought, okay. So we found just a couple, and they kept him. And then I went back to teach school. And then at 3, we moved to Austin.
All right. Awesome. Well, thanks for chatting.
You're welcome. Exciting life, huh?
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Taking off to Germany.